150 San Francisco firefighters spent most of the day controlling a four-alarm fire at Fisherman's Wharf. KCBS reporter Tim Ryan tells us one firefighter was injured and numerous businesses were destroyed, but there were some good saves too.
This fire was spectacular, ripping through the east side of Pier 45, forcing sleeping crew members from the USS Jeremiah O'Brien Liberty ship, the World War II Liberty ship, to run for their lives and injuring one firefighter. We're told a severe laceration to either a hand or an arm. The first ladder truck arriving on scene was damaged by fire.
First in engine companies described an actively involved warehouse at the rear of Pier 45. This quickly spread to a fourth alarm fire, bringing over 125 firefighters and 45 fire apparatus to the scene.
Lieutenant Jonathan Baxter with the San Francisco Fire Department explains that many businesses in this pier are a total loss.
Blue and gold fleet offices, the red and white fleet offices, the Jeremiah O'Brien offices, and independent crabbing and fishing entities. So we have the multiple grouping of items that may have been in there, such as office equipment, storage for crabbing, storage for fishing. It's our understanding at this time that no vessels were damaged.
And so many losses, but several saves as well. Fireboats were able to save the USS Jeremiah O'Brien, the historic World War II Liberty ship. The Musée Mécanique, a mechanical instrument museum dating back to 1933, was left intact. Crews spent the day determining the structural integrity of the entire pier, and swimmers nearby at aquatic park were warned to stay out of the water because of possible contamination. At Pier 45, in San Francisco's Fisherman's Wharf, Tim Ryan, KCBS.